for a
so
thing.
I think we should have two words. We should have one word for when the veil is lifted for you by someone telling you a piece of information.
Okay.
And another word is when you figure it out. Because there's times when, you know, you figure those things out, you're like, oh, I bet blue means water, you know? And you're sort of like, haha, I'm so clever.
Yeah. I feel like it's more, well, I feel like it happens more that somebody else unveils it for you, and it has more power when somebody else unveils it for you.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You, like, more power for who?
For the person who it was unveiled to. Because it's almost like you're living, like, this world. I was going to say you're living a lie, but you're living in this world where, like, you just don't understand what's, you, it's like the Matrix. You know?
I feel like we've talked about the Matrix already.
We have talked about the Matrix. So it's a good thing because this tag is going to come out twice now.
Oh, man.
But, like, you know, like, you live in this world and somebody, like, look at that. That's not real. Look at that. That's like this. That's this. And you're like, oh, I never noticed any of this stuff before. And it's now all coming clear, right? It's like this unveiling. Yeah. It's like this Partiphany. You know what I mean?
But I feel like I sort of disagree on the which is more powerful thing, because I think that if you unveil it for yourself, that is a more powerful experience.
You know, but I guess, like, the problem is
it's empowering to you, whereas in the other one, it's someone else who has the power.
I cannot disagree. I see your point. I would just say that usually when you figure it out yourself, you don't figure out the entire system. You kind of figure out one like aspect of it. You might say, oh, I'll
that's
bet.
True. That's why it's a Partiphany rather than...
Well, that's a Partiphany.
Rather than an Omniphany.
Yeah, but...
Omniphany.
But Partiphany is like when somebody explains to you to the entire system, but it's still only one segment of your reality, right? It's only one segment of the truth of, like, all this is going on there.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, even though they explained all about hockey, the blue line, or all about the color of the spray paint, or all about whatever, it's like it's still only one aspect of life. Right? So it's still partial.
Yeah.
But if you discover it, then it's partial of a partial.
That's like saying a fourth is different than a half. They're both fractions.
I mean, they are, but they're both twice as big as the other.
Yeah, I know, but they both fall under the category of fractions. They're both Partiphanies.
All right, I mean...
As opposed to the Omniphany.
Omniphany.
Omniphany is when, you know, we...
You learn everything.
When, yeah, suddenly you are one with God.
So that word will never be used.
I don't know. You know, I wonder about the word epiphany now. Because epi, what is that? That's like...
You know, I don't know what that means.
Or something? Epicenter? What is that? What is the epicenter?
No, I don't know what epi is.
Epicenter is the same as the center. It's like the point where the earthquake... starts.
I don't know what epi is.
Maybe epi is one point.
Should
and
we?
Partiphany is a.
Do we need to Google this right now?
No. No, God, no. We don't resort to, like, sources of information, much less partially legitimate sources of information.
But anyway, I think Partiphany is a good word. We could just use that and see who wins.
How about Omniphany for the big one? That never happens.
All right. I'm done with it. Cool. Well, okay, can you give me some examples of, like...
Well, here's what I'm looking for, though. The Partiphany that tells us why when I happen to be wanting to have a conversation, or,
that's,
you know...
That's just Murphy's Law.
Well, no, hang on. Murphy's Law is whatever can go wrong will go wrong. This is nothing going wrong. This is just means, like, it just so happens that when I sit down with somebody who I got on the BART with, it's louder.
But, okay, fine. Are you saying that, but are you by way of saying what you just said, that Murphy's Law is improperly used most of the time? Because most people say that, like, oh, it's Murphy's Law that, like, the one day I'm late, that, like, you know, the bus shows up, you know, like,
on
whatever.
Time.
Right, exactly, right. I mean, is that Murphy's Law?
Yeah, but I would say in the case that I'm talking about, it's not anything really going wrong. It's just sort of a more inconvenient situation.
But that's all it is, right? Missing the bus is inconvenient.
No, but I still, you know, I still have the conversation. It's just more like you have to speak loud.
All right. I mean, you, whatever, all right? Like, we all know what I was trying to say. Murphy's Law, that's all it is.
I don't know. That was not a Parktiffany for me. That's for sure.
That's because you're a hater, dude. Well, Murphy's Law is either overused, which I will, you know, stipulate to, because, yeah, Murphy's Law is whatever will go wrong.
Did you just use the word stipulate correctly?
I think I did.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
We'll find out.
I'm sure our readers will let us know.
Our readers? Is there a transcript of this podcast going out?
There is. At a regular search for truth, blogspot.com.
Who do you have typing these things out?
That's why it takes me so long to post them.
Oh, God.
I literally have to transcribe them every week.
It'll be 2 months before this podcast arrives. Today is September 3rd, 2009.
2009? 2003?
Just kidding. It's not September. Anyway. Parktiffany.
Parktiffany.
Resolved.
I mean, have you had any Parktiffanies?
I know what you're talking about. I feel like we may have made a word that's too important for the concept, though. You know, like the word sounds bigger than it actually is, than what we're talking about. Like when you notice, you know, suddenly you notice the first time you learn about the paint on the roads.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really a big deal.
I mean, who said it was a big deal?
Well, I don't know. Like our whole use of the word, of the particle funny, of the fanny particle.
What? Oh, you mean effany?
Yeah.
No, but that's why we use part.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you put pseudo in front of anything, it kind of like subliminates.
It makes it lesser.
Subjugates.
Subverts.
Subverts the word, right? So if I said like pseudoscience.
Well, that means not science, yeah.
Well, it means it's kind of science, but it's not really. No. Yeah, it's, well, okay, it's basically, pseudo is the word.
Pseudo
that,
means like fake.
Well, pseudo is the word that embodies.
So maybe we should call this pseudophany.
Pseudophany.
Pseudophany. That's not good enough for you, though.
But the thing is, it is an epiphany.
I feel like epiphany is a bigger thing. Epiphany's like, oh my God, my, you know,
right,
my,
but that's why
changed.
We're subjugating it with, or like sublimating it, or
subverting
it with the parts epiphany.
Maybe we should make it a microphony.
But microphony's all right, or parshiphony.
Parshiphony?
Partial? Partial?
I don't know. Well, let's think about that and come back to it.
But I mean, I'm still like would like to know if you've had a Parktiffany.
I think I've definitely had experiences like that where you learn something
you
and then you
one?
Notice one.
I think I'm seeing
cell phone towers around, and
yeah.
then you see them.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
You know,
oh, there's one. Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I'm not thinking of one another one, but you know, I think those things happen a good amount.
They happen a ton of times.
They happen like a lot when you're a kid too. It's like
for me, they happen all the time. I mean, I just like I'm always noticing stuff. It's just crazy. Like even registration stickers on license plates. It's just interesting to look around how that works, you mm-hmm. know. Or like sometimes you'll drive down the street and there's no cars parked there. You're like, why is that? Oh,
street
parking. Street
cleaning.
Exactly, yeah. Right? It's like, and that's not very. That's a totally dumb one. But it's like,
well, there are things you realize at a certain point,
right?
And
you know,
then it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like. Maybe if you were new to the city, you wouldn't even think about it. You'd just be like, that's
right.
weird. But you'd be like, oh, no,
or
you
if
you
never
shit.
Lived in a city, if you'd
right.
always lived out in the country where you can park anywhere at any time.
Exactly. You know, and it's just like subtle things like that. Or like I said, that movie thing is really interesting. There's so many, actually, the movies, there's so many things like